You're listening to All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Henry Epp. As we continue to follow the news of the deadly mass shooting last night in Las Vegas, we're hearing about the hundreds of injured who were brought to area hospitals, including University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, the state's only Level 1 trauma center. There are three Level 1 trauma centers across northern New England, including UVM Medical Center in Burlington and Dartmouth-Hitchcock in Lebanon, New Hampshire. To talk about the role of trauma centers in the response to a mass shooting, I'm joined by Dr. A.J. Malhotra, the Trauma Medical Director and Chief of the Division of Acute Care Surgery at UVM Medical Center. Dr. Malhotra, welcome.
Thank you.
So what does it mean for a hospital to be a Level 1 trauma center, and what can it handle in the event of a large number of injuries coming into the facility?
The Level 1 trauma center is the highest level one can be, and basically we are available 24/7 for the most severe of injuries. Of course, fortunately, these type of events do not happen very often, which is good, but when they do happen, then the whole system has to go into top gear. So there are multiple levels. The whole hospital itself will respond with its mass casualty plan. Operating rooms will be put on standby. Elective cases will be canceled. Any patient who can be discharged possibly from the hospital will be discharged or other places found for them so the hospital can cater for the sickest. And the whole trauma team will be mobilized.
We've seen a number of mass shootings around the country in the last few years. Do you and your staff prepare to respond to a mass shooting, and what is that preparation like?
Right. So every year, twice a year, there is a live drill, which involves not necessarily a mass shooting, but an event with mass casualties. It could be a major explosion. It could be a bus overturned, and patients are brought in rapidly by the emergency medical services. They are brought into the emergency department. The emergency department has to respond. And in fact, a few months ago, there was a statewide drill in Vermont looking at it. And then we study what worked and what did not work. So if and when a real event happens, we can fall back on that practice to take care of people.
Well, many areas of Vermont and the surrounding region are relatively rural and isolated. In your view, does this region have the necessary coverage, so to speak, of trauma centers and the ability to respond to mass shootings or other events with a significant number of injuries or casualties?
It's difficult to have constant standby transport facilities. So UVM has a very strong transport network, and if the need arises, we can send rigs over to get people rapidly. So I feel that considering the sparsity of the population, we do have enough facilities out there. A peculiar thing may happen if there is a big event, a massive concert deep in the rural area and something bad happens, then you are in sort of a little bit of a jam. But by and large, you take care of the population and even a mass casualty event, we are pretty well structured.
But given that, is there anything that you think needs to be strengthened in this area in terms of being prepared?
Not only do you need the vehicles to transport people, you need the trained personnel to take care of them during transport. So that is a big need that does need to be addressed, because what is happening in rural communities all across the country, and Vermont is not unique in this, is that in the past, we were so dependent on volunteer firefighters and volunteer EMS providers. And as the population has aged, as people's attitudes have changed, there is an element where we have problems getting people. Secondly, in the past, it was, okay, you volunteer, you have a truck, put somebody on the truck and bring to the hospital. Now the expectation is that just bringing to the hospital is only half the deal, taking care of them en route. So we don't need people who just volunteer and are available. We need people who are trained.
Do the region's hospitals have the capacity and resources to train for responding to traumatic events?
I know that UVM, we provide a lot of training, and we have the training infrastructure. Other hospitals, I don't know, but as you well know, again, in a rural community, so many of these hospitals are small hospitals barely able to provide clinical services, to expect them to provide training to their EMS personnel is, I think, expecting a little too much. And for that, we are always here.
That's Dr. AJ Malhotra, Trauma Medical Director at UVM Medical Center. I'm Henry Epp. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR.